Line management. For the past 50 or so years, I have celebrated Christmas in exactly the same way. Family get-togethers and toting casseroles from suburb to suburb, trying to make sure that everyone has the same quality and quantity of gifts, and filling up stockings with crappy little shit. 2 years ago, as I was gathering stocking stuffers, I noticed the exact untouched pile of deodorant, socks, and ramen noodles on our son's bureau from the previous year, so I just scooped them up and recycled them. As teenagers, all the kids really wanted was some money, but it was just too crass to hand over a check on Christmas morning. So for a couple of years, I made up a Christmas Jeopardy game. Family pets for $10, please. But even that was getting stale. It was time to get out of town and put Christmas behind us. So with great foresight, researching, and planning, we arrived at O'Hare Airport at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday, December 23rd, to start the first leg of our trip to Ecuador. It had never occurred to me that this was possibly the busiest travel day of the year. But as we entered the airport, we were greeted with an absolute seething mass of people. It was an overwhelming morass of gridlocked families, huge baggage carts trying to pick their way through braided lines of jostling people, all encompassed in an atmosphere of frustration, panic, and weary resignation. Everyone realized that there was no way you could get through the sequential bottlenecks of baggage and security to emerge free in the golden land beyond toward the beckoning gates. And there we were, the four of us, feeling absolutely doomed and helpless, witnessing the first domino tipping and slowly falling. If we missed our flight to Miami, we'd probably be a day late to Quito, in which case our guided trip would have had to leave without us, and we'd only be able to catch up to them via an airlift to the Amazon basin. But one thing that I've always told my kids is to make sure you are in the right line and the best line, and not to just stand meekly in amongst the other herded masses. So I told them to stay put in the doomed line while I reconnoitered. In some airports, there is a secret check-in counter around the corner that is ostensibly for checking oversized baggage, like a bass fiddle or bicycle. Please don't tell anyone else about this. 1 year, when many flights were canceled, threatening a weekend trip to San Francisco, I was able to triumphantly use the oversized baggage line to break through the clutter and successfully rebook to San Jose. But no such luck here. No oversized baggage line. The clotted crush of people and merge line made it hard to notice, but I spotted one line that only had 4 or 5 people in it. As I approached, I saw that it was marked for airport personnel only. But I also noticed that one young woman in this line was clearly not personnel. She was wearing tight-fitting jeans, some sort of abbreviated top, displaying her taut midriff adorned with a belly button ring, and was saying, "Like when I get to Cabo, like I'm really going to go and get tan." "Do you work for the airlines?" I asked her. "No," she said. "Someone just told me to stand here." "Well, guess what?" I said. "That same person told me to stand in this line next to you. Could you please save my place so that I can find the rest of my family?" She was clearly unwilling to commit to saving my place, since we both knew we were on the knife edge of a disaster. She did not want to be responsible for the downfall of our vacation. But I hurriedly corralled the rest of my family and established our undeniable and resolute presence in this line. Although I was still as tense as a tick, I now had a plan that had some chance of success, and I felt a moment of superiority as I surveyed the scene. It occurred to me that this barely controlled airport chaos represented the foundation of democracy. Democracy can only work when there is some respect for the law and for rules. As I looked around, I realized that my fellow Americans were by and large willing to follow the rules and meekly stand in futile lines waiting their turn. And then, with horror, I realized that one of the American Airlines representatives was escorting people to cut in line ahead of us. He looked at us and said, "I'm sorry, these folks will be late for their plane unless they check in." At this moment, I realized that this guy was tugging at the very fabric of democracy, bribery. Clearly, these desperate and clever families had slipped the airport guy a 20, a 50, or even a Ben Franklin to skip ahead of the line. Yes, perhaps I'd stretch the rules a bit by finding a better line. But bribery was clearly breaking the rules. There was now only one person ahead of us in the line, and I knew that we had to make it to the finish line quickly before our little democracy collapsed into chaos. At any moment, this line could be overrun with people claiming that they also would be late for their plane. And certainly the majority of us were well-heeled vacationers and not desperate people trying to escape the icy grip of communism. But a scene like the last plane out of Saigon came to mind. And then we were through. Last step, security. If I could have hoisted my heft, I would have done a cartwheel through the security in my stocking feet, but I settled for a grateful jig. We made it to our gate with 20 minutes to spare, and I became the mom who saved Christmas.